This is Mucho African Radio, live at the Black Diplomacy Global Summit in Toronto 2023. My name is Keyshana King. I'm an executive council member. We welcome today our guests, partners, speakers, and fellows to the summit.
My name is Yves Gérard Mioulouko. I'm the Secretary General of the Canadian Commission of UNESCO. I'm very glad to be here, actually, because, of course, I do have some African backgrounds, African roots from Benin and Nigeria, and I'm very, very pleased to be here today. It is a great opportunity for myself, as the father of two black young boys, to be here and represent the organization that I work for, the CC UNESCO. And my background is in journalism. I was a reporter for many years, several years with CBC, Radio-Canada, I should say, in French, and also work as the senior investigator for the French Language Services Commissioner of Ontario. And then I was a director of the French Language Services Unit of the Ombudsman Ontario's office, and also Equity and Human Rights Commissioner for school boards, public school boards here in Ontario as well. So it's a great pleasure and an honor to be here. I cannot stress out how impressed I am by Black youth, their dedication, engagement into the fight against systemic racism, against more inclusion. We usually use the term integration, which I don't like, because integrated somebody is basically taking apart his identity and asking him to become what you are. Inclusion is basically taking the time to acknowledge the specific identity of the person and take them into consideration in building a more equitable society. This is what we are looking for, social justice, and being able to raise awareness within the society on the needs of Black youth here in Canada. What I've seen today is a lot of engagement from our youth, and I would love to say something here, because we have the tendency to say that the youth is the future. The youth is not the future, the youth is the present. The youth is the present because their engagement and their dedications towards their future is a key component in what we are building. And from what I've seen today, I'm very, very much positive about the future of this organization Dialogue in what they do, and raising awareness and bringing forward these young people with very, very interesting ideas and recommendations for government and civil servants as well, in order to make a real change in this country. So I'm very, very glad and very pleased and honored to be here. This is something that I would have that I wouldn't have seen in my young age in this country, for sure. If we go back 30 years ago, when I was about their age, there was no way that we could have seen such a gathering of young, empowered young Black people today. The UNESCO actually is a branch from the UN, and our goal is to build a social justice and peace and peaceful world. So UNESCO is a key component also of the Canadian society, because we have the tendency to forget that Canada was part of the countries who created UNESCO more than 6 years ago now. So it's very interesting to see the role that Canada is playing now within this organization. And UNESCO is also the only organization of the UN who has a national commission. So Canada has its own national commission, and I'm very pleased and honored to be the Secretary General of this national commission. But our role here is to create public forums in order to have collaboration between the civil society and also government officials, in order to have conversation on the topics related to social justice and inclusion within this country. So that's the reason why we are pleased and to be partnered with Dialogue in this initiative. The Black Diplomat Summit is now a very important aspect of our work at TC UNESCO, and we are pleased also to support this initiative. Culture is a key component of what we call identity. And so therefore, stressing out the importance of culture, and of course, is a key component on building a most peaceful society. If we acknowledge the culture and the identity, we also, when you acknowledge the culture, you acknowledge the identity of key components of your own civil society. Canada is becoming more and more a diverse country, which is a great thing, because it is helping us creating a brighter society, a much more engaged society into the world as well. And so right now, the impact of the Black community in this country is starting to being noticed. But also now, one of the key goals is to make sure that this Black community also take under consideration its own identity as being, of course, from African descent. So that understanding means, well, turning around Africa and create bridges with African countries, with African component of civil society and Caribbean component of civil society as well, in order to make sure that our Black community here in this country, in Canada, have a strong identity that can identity can be carried over. For instance, when we talk about immigration in this country, a good part of our immigration comes from Caribbean and also Africa, and in the future we will see more and more people coming from those part of the world. So therefore, the understanding and the bridges that need to be created with those civil societies over there is key to the future of our community here in Canada. So this is something that we need to be working on and making sure that we have a strong collaboration with key partners in Africa and in the Caribbean as well for the future.